won't do is you won't meet some chick that you just met and get her pregnant, and you ain't signed your son's birth certificate who's 5 yet.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Got somebody else pregnant. Mm-hmm. You got a son that's 5 years old and ain't signed that birth certificate?
Nope.
Track him down.
Yeah.
He ain't still your boyfriend, is he?
Oh.
He ain't my man.
But you do, like, you all smash each other every once in a while, right? Nah, damn.
What?
Nah, I ain't smashed that in 5 years.
Whatever.
Up. 5 years.
Come get your money, girl.
He's been smashing someone else.
Yeah, he don't want to pay child support. That's why he won't sign the birth certificate.
What an ass. That's what you won't do. Thank you, girl. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What you won't do, ladies and gentlemen, 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. What you won't do is use my car all day, bring it back on E, buy some scratch offs, and expect me to put gas in my truck.
Wow. Was that your man?
Yes.
Wow.
Man. No, but had he won from the scratch off, he was going to fill you up.
Exactly.
It just didn't work out.
No, he put $3 in, get it right about the same amount of money, same amount of gas that he had used.
Mm-hmm.
See, because that's what we do. When we get in our lady's car, we're like, okay, she's a little past a quarter tank.
Okay.
I'll just get in there, and I'll keep pumping a little gas in and go back and check the...
it's a risk.
Check to see if it's past E.
Turn the joint forward.
Right, there you go. And you need to stop complaining,
that's
man.
That's right.
You got a man, all right? You may not be the best one, but you got one. So be happy
with
that. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what you won't do is be a man calling your boy, talking about your woman, gossiping on the phone with a girlfriend, and then every time we go out, you gossiping with your boy about your woman's girlfriends and what dude she messing with in the hood. Stay in the house with your woman with that BS.
You know, let me tell you something. Mm. Women are known for gossiping,
right?
But the biggest gossipers are men.
Yes.
We just call it something else.
Really?
What do you call it?
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
We just keeping it real.
Dropping knowledge.
Right. No. Men gossip.
Really?
Let's just keep it real.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Soup, I know you out in the hood.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Slim. Yeah, homegirl, man. You know he over there hitting that. You know that.
Nah, man.
You ain't never done that. Stop it.
Yeah, right.
Tough guy.
Got time
up there gossiping.
Got time for that, homie.
Good morning. What you won't do?
Good morning. What you won't do is buy a new car and have to leave it parked for a month because you can't even afford to put gas in it.
I got it, though.
But it looked good.
Got to do what you got to do. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, it's Rashawn from Baltimore. What's happening?
What's happening, Rashawn? What you won't do, man?
Nothing much, man. Hey, man, what you won't do is get jealous when I call up here last week trying to get hooked up with Portia, Brittany.
Oh, she got jealous.
Nobody was jealous.
I'm not feeling you, man. She ain't feeling you like that. Nobody
really?
Likes you but you.
That's so sad.
Good morning. How you doing? What you won't do?
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
This is Thomas.
Okay.
I just want to say hi to Sue. And, yeah, he do be gassing it. We be having pillow talk all the time.
Caught you.
Yeah, your sister told you all of that, man.
Cricket. No, they got scared.
Yo,
what you be saying, Sue?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey. Come on. What you won't do?
What you won't do, and this is the I'm home for the summer edition. Mm-hmm. What you won't do is eat the steak off the plate and leave the plate in the damn refrigerator. Eat the Nutri-Grain bars and leave the boxes in the damn cabinet.
Yes, that's what your kids do. Isn't that something?
At least leave a little piece by it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's now your kitchen stays dirty for all summer.
Just leave a little bite.
Yeah.
That's all you
got to
do.
Tweet.
What you won't do, according to Always Keezer, is be the recycle man talking about how you know where I live and you coming back to take me to dinner. Is that the recycle man?
On the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah. He does know where you live.
Yeah, he knows.
Scared. And he knows just exactly what you drink.
Wow.
Okay,
oh, that's true.
Digging in your
that's
trash.
True.
There you go, digging in your trash. You know what's up?
Tweet.
Mr. Thomas writes that Russ Parr Show. What you won't do is be 46 year old trying to sell me your mixtape for $2, talking about you trying to get into the rap game.
Mm. Oh gosh.
Oh, that's a problem.
Let me come up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Help me come up. Good morning. What you won't do?
Good morning. What you won't do is be a new employee of mine and tell me you want the day off because it's sunny outside.
I'd be allergic to the sun.
Not taking your job seriously. Just not taking the job seriously. Good morning. What you won't do?
What you won't do is be rude to me at the drive-thru, and then when I get to the window, you like, oh, your hair is so cute.
Oh, yeah. Trying to clean it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to clean it up a little bit. Yeah, you got to remember all that stuff. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. What you won't do?
Yeah, what you won't do is go to the strip club with your coworkers
as usual, rent plenty to make it rain.
That's all you got.
Be sleeping in the car outside the strip club next month. Yeah.